President Trump returns from Singapore today after his historic meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and the first photos ever of a sitting U.S. president and a North Korean dictator. It held a surprise. Trump said he would suspend what he called war games, the military exercises held by South Korea and the U.S. But as expected, the two leaders released a joint statement committing to work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today said he supports that goal.
If North Korea does not prove willing to follow through, we and our allies must be prepared to restore the policy of maximum pressure. Today, I congratulate the President on this major step and share his hope that it will begin a process that leads to an historic peace.
Well, we can't wait to hear what Jim Walsh thinks. He's here now, security analyst with MIT Security Studies Program. He's in the studio with us. Jim, you've been following this conflict for decades. You've been in North Korea, met with North Koreans around the world. Your thoughts?
Well, first last night, that was sort of a wow moment for me when they shook hands and he's smiling and they put their arms around each other. I could not believe what I was watching on TV,
right.
Just as an individual. And then this morning, I guess I feel like that guy. There's this big dinner party being held by a friend down the street, and I show up for the big party. I'm really looking forward to it. I knock on the door. My friend comes out and says, I've pushed it off till next week. And on the one hand, I'm happy that we're having the party, but I'm disappointed, and I'm hungry because...
Well, what would you want to hear?
I would have... In some ways, this is to be expected, right? There wasn't 3 years of preparation for this. They're trying to cobble it together at the last minute. And they weren't able to make progress. I would have liked to have seen some more specific announcements.
Well, for instance, there was no CVID, the acronym for the
complete,
thing that the Trump
verifiable, irreversible dismantle or disarm.
That's suddenly gone, and that was a demand of the Trump administration.
It'll come back. Not all of those are achievable, especially the irreversible one, which is sort of a theme for today. So far, everyone's agreed to take some actions, but everyone can turn around and reverse those, right? So they can destroy this or a couple of those things, but they can rebuild them, and then we can halt our military exercises. But if things fall apart, we can reverse that too and start up again. So no real permanent commitments that are set in stone and unreversible so far.
What about this idea of denuclearizing the entire Korean Peninsula? That includes South Korea. And we know that the U.S. has nuclear weapons that are poised to protect South Korea. President Trump was asked about this morning on Good Morning America, and he said, oh, no, I don't mean that. How do we know that?
Well, we do have this. North Korea and South Korea did sign this in the 1990s, a denuclearization of the peninsula agreement. It's sort of fallen by the wayside. I personally don't have a problem with making the Korean Peninsula a nuclear-free zone. That if we have confidence that the North Koreans don't have nuclear weapons, then I don't see a reason why we would need to keep nuclear weapons in South Korea, particularly if our ally is not requesting them or insisting on it. So I think of that as a potential positive vision for the future. But obviously, there's a long way to go between where we are and where that is.
Well, and talk a little bit about that. There's a little bit of politics here. President Trump has slammed President Obama for the deal that he struck with Iran.
Yes.
But many have said, but that worked.
Yes.
So what does he have to do here? What has to happen here to even equal that?
Well, I think that there are just some physical facts here that are in play. There is no way you're going to get a deal that is a strong verification as the Iran deal. Just ain't going to happen.
Because there's so much more in
North
Korea?
First of all, Iran never produced nuclear weapons. Right. North Korea has. North Korea is a country, I've been there, of mountains. We have no baseline, right? Where the inspectors haven't been there in forever. At least during the Iran negotiations and all that squabbling, there were inspectors still inspecting those sites. We haven't had anyone in North Korea for ages. We don't know, if they stuck a bunch of stuff in a mountain, we don't know. We're not going to be able to find it. So, and that's okay, right? People insist on 100% verification. There's never 100% verification. But the truth is, because North Korea is harder to verify, the Iran agreement will, without doubt, have stronger verification provisions than whatever agreement we get with North Korea. That's just the way it is, and you just have to live with it.
During his press conference after the summit, President Trump was asked what he'd do if Kim didn't follow through. He said, I just feel very strongly he will. My instincts, my ability, my talent, they want to make a deal, he said. But here's what he said when asked, what if they don't?
Honestly, I think he's going to do these things. I may be wrong. I mean, I may stand before you in 6 months and say, hey, I was wrong. I don't know that I'll ever admit that, but I'll find some kind of an excuse. Okay, one or two. One more. Come on.
But in
Okay. the president.
Awesome.
But
awesome.
But is there maybe something to the fact that we have a former reality TV show president and a basketball player, Dennis Rodman,
yes,
who was also there, who actually got very tearful on CNN saying, I told people, I'm the one who went to North Korea, I told people this might happen. Is it possible that these two unique individuals could be the ones to bring North Korea into the light?
It is possible. It's unlikely, but it is possible. And I think we should cling to that as a possibility. We should test that proposition until it falls apart. You know, North Korea has lots of reasons why, you know, there are lots of reasons to be skeptical here. But it's a one-person dictatorship. If the one person changes his mind, then everything changes. And yeah. So, yes, that's the beauty of going top down, starting at the top and then working down. But then there are risks, and we've sort of seen those risks in the last 24 hours, that if you don't have a lot of preparation, then you're not going to have a lot at the end of the meeting.
No. Jim Walsh here now, security analyst with MIT Security Studies Program. We'll be talking to you again. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.